everybody, and welcome to the SC Disaster Corps podcast, the place where you can hear about methods to keep yourself and your family and friends safe. I am your host, Brinkley Boone. All right, so today we have a wonderful guest. Her name is Tassie Manis. She is the program coordinator for our AmeriCorps team. All right, so Tassie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Brinkley. How are you?
Pretty good. So, today we're just going to be talking with Tassie. We're going to be just asking her a couple questions about how she got into becoming an AmeriCorps member, her past and other jobs, and then just a couple just random questions just to get to know her because she's our supervisor here. So, Tassie, how long have you been with AmeriCorps?
I've been with AmeriCorps for 4.5 years.
4.5 years. Were you a member beforehand?
Yes, I was. Cool. And I served at the Emergency Operations Center and for Anderson County.
Nice. Where was that located at?
At the Emergency Operations Center on Bleckley Street.
Oh, cool. All right, so what made you interested in AmeriCorps in the first place?
I have always had the heart and passion to serve the community and do whatever I can do to help families, individuals, children in the state and the community.
Nice. So was there like any specific thing that kind of led you to wanting to serve people like that? Or was it just like something that was like a calling to you, like just in your head or what?
It was a calling for me. And also, I just wanted to have a career change. And I was talking to my grandmother and she was telling me that she thought that I would really do better with serving the community.
Nice. What did you end up doing beforehand?
I was a 4-year-old kindergarten teacher, and wow. I went from basically being a private 4-year-old kindergarten teacher to emergency and disaster preparedness, and it was definitely a big change.
Sounds like the same thing to me. So, interesting. So, where are you from originally? Just curious.
I am from Clemson, South Carolina.
Nice. I love it. So, what are some things that you've done with AmeriCorps over the years of service?
I was able to plan some Meet Your First Responder events when I was a member. I also have responded to open up and activate American Red Cross emergency shelters for the special needs. We went to Sherrill and Chesterfield to do emergency food stamp assistance. Mm-hmm. And also, I went to Oconee County to help and assist and lead the call center after the tornadoes there.
Oh, nice. That sounds really cool. So all of that's just been around South Carolina or like Southeast or what now?
Around South Carolina, yes. Cool. And also, when I was a member, I was the first civilian they asked to help assist and facilitate the active assailant trainings with Lieutenant Todd Cairn.
Nice. Active assailant training, for those of you that do not know, is basically just an active shooter situation, but it's like simulated where they will have one in like a school or like some kind of mall area, and they will just, with law enforcement, they will train in that kind of environment just to see how they would react and basically just do test runs just in case the actual thing happens, just to be ready. It's very interesting. And how does this job compare to some of the other jobs that you've done over the years?
This job is a lot different, but I feel like this job I'm able to get more like life reward out of it. When I taught 4-year-old kindergarten, mm-hmm. and yes, I was able to help kids, but this way I am able to give kids different information, different resources. For example, how to get out of their house if there's a fire, yeah. Information about 911 and other emergency preparedness information. And also, this also is a way for me to teach the community, but in a different way.
Cool. Sounds like you've only done really just service, but just for different kinds of people and just different things.
Exactly.
That's very admirable. What? Give me like a rundown of like your day-to-day operations here in the office.
Okay, so for the day-to-day, I do the scheduling of events. I assist our Director of Disaster Services, Mrs. Brandy Singleton, with the grant. I assist her with anything she needs when it comes to the grant writing, the facilitation of the grant. I daily supervise the team members
nice.
And just make sure that they need have everything they need.
Yeah, she does a great job of it too. Make sure I've got everything I need. And what are some different trainings and certifications that you have that you've received through this or through teaching or whatever?
Okay, so I actually have my Master's of Education
nice.
At Southern Wesleyan. I have my Emergency and Disaster Management Master's from American Military University.
Where's that at?
That is an online university.
Ah, cool, cool.
Also, I have like numerous FEMA certifications.
Yeah.
I am a member of Team Rubicon, the wellness lead for the Southern region, and I have taken the critical incident stress management class and certifications to where I'm going to start meeting with people who have deployed through Team Rubicon.
Sweet. So you said stress management.
Yes.
Can you go off on a little bit about that?
Okay, so critical incident stress management is like if someone has been in a situation, if they've had to deploy, mm-hmm. if they have been activated, if there is an incident, that is where they basically debrief and talk about what they've done, what they experienced, and if they need any extra help.
Awesome. It sounds just kind of like making sure that the people that are serving our communities are not stressed out and just lets them release a little bit.
Exactly.
I did not know that you did that. That was very nice. That's very nice. So can you give me some events that are upcoming in the next couple of weeks just to let our listeners know so they can maybe come out and see us?
Yes. We actually have our team will be going to Greenwood on the 28th to do a food distribution. We will have our group also participates in the poverty simulations. We'll be doing that for Leadership Anderson on the 9th. There will be a food distribution on February 4th in Belton.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be also one on the 18th in Greenwood.
Awesome. So for anybody that wants to get a little bit more information, I'll put our emails and our schedule in the link. And thank you all so much for listening. And Tassie, I appreciate you coming on and talking with me today.
Well, thank you.
I know that the viewers are going to appreciate it. Y'all have a great day, and thank you very much for listening to the SC Disaster Corps podcast.